Julie Romeas joined Sports Performance Volleyball Club when she was 16 years old. It was a year later when she says her coach Rick Butler first raped her.
With a smug smile on his face that I still can't get out of my mind, he said, "I'm the first one. Now you'll have to compare everyone after me to me."
She claims Butler used isolation and fear tactics to manipulate her and believed he would end her promising volleyball career if she defied him. Butler has overseen a pipeline for young volleyball talent to some major universities. Since club sport organizations like Sports Performance are not affiliated with a school or university, they do not fall under the same mandatory reporting requirements for sexual misconduct. Romeo says this needs to change.
Some other coaches knew and did nothing. They were not mandated to report this, after all. An ex-teammate of mine and an ex-Sports Performance coach both tried to contact USA Volleyball and got no responses.
The revelations involving Rick Butler got more attention after the case of Larry Nassar, the doctor who worked with USA Gymnastics. He's been sentenced to prison after more than 250 people came forward to accuse him of molestation. Michigan State University had ties to both men. Romeas and the other Butler accusers came forward in the 90s. They claim Butler was not prosecuted because of the statute of limitation, meaning legal deadlines had already passed. Romeas and the other accusers have also asked for a database that would keep track of coaches kicked out of the sport because of sexual assault. Since early this year, Butler has been banned from USA Volleyball and other athletic organizations, but Romeas claims he currently still coaches minors privately. Polly Poskin is a victims advocate with the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Poskin says organizations can choose to publish a list of banned coaches or members, but listing them for possible sexual assault could raise concerns of defamation or libel.
If you don't have some record, some way, somehow, how then could a person know about the safety concerns regarding her coach?
Some athletic organizations have instead formed groups to prevent this type of harassment. USA Volleyball is part of a new initiative called Safe Sport. According to the Team USA website, it provides athletic clubs with prevention techniques to end emotional and physical abuse in sports. But in Illinois, some lawmakers say this needs to go further. Members of the Illinois Senate Sexual Discrimination and Harassment Awareness and Prevention Task Force, where Romeas and other survivors testified, say no legislation has been filed pertaining specifically to sexual harassment in youth sports. The task force has three measures they are hoping to pass this session, but they all deal primarily with legislative ethics. Melinda Bush, a Grace Lake Democrat, is a task force co-chair. She says other proposals that deal with sexual harassment and assault in a broader scope are forthcoming.
But we're trying to make sure that there are laws in place so that if sexual harassment takes place, you know, A, where to go, that there's a process in place, and that these allegations are dealt with seriously.
Rick Butler's lawyer has not commented, citing a pending lawsuit. But in the 90s, during a hearing with USA Volleyball, a published report indicated Butler admitted to having sex with three of his accusers. But he claimed they were 18 or older at the time, and the sex was consensual. Julie Romeas, one of the Butler accusers, says her testimony in front of the Illinois Senate Task Force wasn't just about Butler. She says it's a part of a widespread problem in youth sports that needs addressed.
I'm telling my story because, unfortunately, I think it's another child's story. I'm hoping we can learn from it and prevent it from happening to the next child.
I'm Daisy Contreras.